Good Masturbator morning. So today, it's May 3rd when I upload this. So we're going to talk about like the concept of like masturbation and self-destruction. You know, like there's a lot of bait memes where they're very like, oh, you're going to masturbate until you fucking like lose your job or until you fucking flunk out of college or some shit. And, you know, like it comes from this place of like wanting like pleasure to destroy you, at least for me. Like when I masturbate, I think of like just masturbating and being completely unaware of just your life falling apart because it just feels so good, you know, and just letting like your penis like destroy your entire life. Like that's what the allure of that concept is for me, you know, and like it doesn't have to be all destructive, but for a lot of guys, they just imagine like moving to like a crummy apartment and just like masturbating all the time, you know. Like just selling cans and bottles for like food and fucking lube and just paying for album and porn and just letting it go all out of control. And, you know, and that's really hot to a lot of guys. You know, some guys, they want to like, they just want their penis to just fucking destroy them. They just want that fucking addiction to like consume them. And it's really hot to think about, honestly. Like, you know, the thing with fantasies is like you can think about them all you want, you know, you don't have to act on them. But for a lot of guys, they do act on them, you know, like they cancel doctor's appointments, they cancel meetings, they skip work, they use all their sick days the second they get them, they use all their paid time off, or they just like quit jobs just to masturbate. You know, they'll work like a dead end job and they'll just quit it and then just masturbate all the time, you know. And it's just really, it's really hot for a lot of guys. It's like a fantasy that they can enact on. And it's a process called downshifting where you just like get rid of everything in your life that's not masturbation and just let your like penis control your entire life. And you know, like it doesn't all have to be negative, you know, like it doesn't have to be just you just wasting away and stroking yourself, staring at like a screen all the time, you know. A lot of like masturbators just do it for like the weekend, right? They'll just be like, I just stayed at home, masturbated all weekend, looking at porn, not talking to anyone, and just staring at the screen, touching myself for hours and hours. And then I just woke up and then just went to work the next day, you know. It's a process that I like to call like the phallic phoenix. If you're unaware, like a phoenix is like a mythical creature that will like, it will pass away over time. It will destroy itself and burst into flames. And then from the ashes, it'll rise again as like a smaller like bird and it'll be reborn and everything. So taking that into like masturbation, just imagine like yourself letting like porn control every aspect of your life, right? And then this like can end at any time you want. You know, you can just do it for spring break and just masturbate the entire week. You could do it for a holiday. You can do it for a weekend. Just like let masturbation take over and just consume your entire life. And then once you're done, once you want to put your penis away, you can do that. You know, you have the ability to just put it away once you're done. You can have the ability to ejaculate once you want to. And just like let it not control you anymore. And then you can, from all the rubble of your destroyed life, from all of the constant, frequent jerking off that you've been doing, you have the choice to rebuild your life and be like a normal person again, never do it again. Or you can augment your life to where it just becomes easier to do that. It just becomes easier to return to that state, you know? Like you're only tearing your life apart so that you can rebuild it. You know, let your penis like dictate what you want in your life. You know, like I remember there was a time where I was just like masturbating. I wouldn't brush my teeth. I wouldn't shower. I had very poor hygiene. I smelled like terrible. I'd smell like a fucking locker room. And then I loved that. But then once I was done, I went to the dentist. I had cavities, of course, like, and I didn't like that. So whenever I masturbate now, I just brush my teeth, you know, and that's like, that's one of the trade-offs I can do is because like, all the time spent at the dentist getting fillings and everything, that sucked. All the toothaches, that sucked. And that dampened my masturbation and that dampened my life. So I didn't do that anymore, you know? So like, but I got a lot of masturbation done when I didn't brush my teeth. And I know that, but I made that trade-off because I'd rather have teeth than not have teeth. So it's all up to you how deep you sink, but just know that every masturbation session is taking your life apart in a way. Like, it's disrupting your day, you know, like, unless you schedule it. And if you do schedule your masturbation, that's just proof of how much your penis has controlled your life. So really, like, there's no winning. Like, you touch yourself once, that basically just set you up. You know, like, now your masturbation can consume you, especially, like, as an adult, like, getting your own place or, like, getting internet access. Like, it can really consume you. You can just watch porn all the time, all you want. You know, it's free. In most cases, it's free. It's very accessible. And you know you can stop at any time, but, like, that's the alluring part, is just, like, imagining it just taking over and just, like, destroying every part of your life. And that's also, like, it leads into a concept of, like, relapse baiting, right? So, like, a lot of guys, they'll let their penis take over their entire life. They'll open up, like, a new Twitter account just for, like, porn, watch some fetish that they never watched ever. And they'll just let it consume them. They'll just be so fucking engrossed. You know, it's really interesting to watch happen when, like, a guy, for example, opens up, like, double penetration porn, for example. And they're just obsessed about it. Like, you go on their likes and it's a blank profile and just it's all double penetration porn. And then, like, he'll be like, yeah, I'm masturbating, like, 16 hours a day. I'm fucking, this is the last time I'm gonna fucking relapse. And just, like, he just lets everything just hang out and just, like, just goes with it, you know? And then after that, once he's done, once he ejaculates, or once he says, like, I've had enough, I can't do this anymore, then he puts his penis away, and then he rebuilds from there, you know? Like, he was masturbating, like, 16 hours a day, and then suddenly when he stops masturbating, he has all this free time to rebuild, right? And it's all up to him whether he wants to go back to his former life, or does he want to masturbate more, or does he want somewhere in between. And every time that you choose somewhere in between, it's just going to notch it up a bit. It's just going to notch it, like, a little bit up towards becoming a total masturbator. And I think, like, a lot of masturbators need to realize, like, it's the process of the phallic phoenix. You know, like, they're letting everything go and then choosing what matters. It's like, it's a cycle of, like, rebirth over and over again. And, like, each time it, like, you're losing control to your erections, you're losing control to your libido, and it's natural. Like, it's just that you're programming yourself. It's just that you're choosing what life you want to lead. Because, like, at the end of the day, a penis did create you. An ejaculation happened, an insemination happened, and then you were born. So, of course, like, a penis has the ability to just, like, recreate you over and over again. And you don't even realize it. You know, how many times have you been masturbating and then suddenly now you're, like, a completely different person? Like, for me, for example, I used to be a very quiet masturbator, but now I have to talk when I masturbate. I have to have a conversation with my penis. And that's leading me to realize, like, I'll always have to make enough money to live alone, or, like, live with another masturbator, because, like, I can't masturbate and be quiet anymore. I have to masturbate and be loud. I have to masturbate and not care about how loud I'm getting. You know, like, no one's forcing me to masturbate and be loud and, like, goon, but I do it anyways because, like, my penis tells me to. My penis makes me. Just as no one's forcing you to listen to this, just as no one's forcing you to watch porn, you're just doing it because you want to. At the end of the day, like, all of this masturbation is happening, all of this destruction and recycling and reconstruction is happening because you want to. You are in charge of this. You are your own dom. You are your own, like, chief. You are your own boss right now. And, like, that's something really important to realize, is, like, you are out of control, but you have that little second where you're going from being pushed under by penis, pushed deeper and deeper, and you have that second of fresh air. You have that second to break. You have that second to, like, have a clear thought, and you still choose to go down deeper. And that's what the phallic, like, phoenix is all about, is choosing. You're actively choosing masturbation. It's not something on the side anymore. It's something that you actively choose. It's something that you plan for and you construct your life around. So every time that you have a relapse, every time that you give in, you're going to go a little bit deeper, or you're going to resist. And it's always your choice. It's this, all of this is all your fault. the reason why you're such a big masturbator is you, you know, so you have to take credit for that. You can't blame porn. You can't blame someone else. You can't blame me. It's all you. You have the ability to stop whenever you fucking want, and you're choosing not to because you want to be reborn as a more addicted masturbator. You want to be reborn as a more chronic porn consumer, and that's fine. It's your choice, and you need to know that.